Good afternoon. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. Democrat Katherine Dodge and Republican Bart Lebon remain tied in House District 1 in Fairbanks after election results were hand-counted over the weekend and certified Monday. According to Division of Election Workers, every ballot from District 1 has been hand-counted with the exception of one ballot marked for Dodge that is being investigated as to whether it should be counted. An automatic recount has been scheduled for Friday. The ballot under investigation was left in a secrecy sleeve on a table at Fairbanks Precinct No. 6 in the Shoppers Forum Mall on Election Day. The division wrote that the ballot was included with question ballot materials, but there was no question ballot envelope to account for the ballot. The ballot will be investigated and could possibly be included in the automatic recount scheduled for Friday. All additional absentee ballots received after the 15-day deadline on November 21st will also be counted in the recount, as long as the ballots were postmarked by November 6th. The recount is scheduled for 10 a.m. Friday in the director's office in Juneau. If the recount results confirm the tie, either candidate has 5 days to request an appeal. If neither candidate does so, the race will be decided by a draw of luck, such as a coin toss, in accordance with state law. Time is running short for a company that wants to do seismic exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge this winter. Alaska Public Media reports that SA Exploration has applied to the U.S. Bureau of Land Management for permission to bring track-mounted vibrating trucks to the coastal plain of the refuge for a 3D seismic survey. The plan is to collect data for potential bidders before the government holds a lease sale next summer, but work can only be done in winter, and the company's permit application remains pending. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday waded into a freedom of speech case resulting from an arrest at Arctic Man. Justices heard arguments in a case with the potential to affect people who might sue police over claims they were arrested as retaliation for something they said or wrote that's protected by the First Amendment. Esther resident Russell Bartlett was arrested at the 2014 Arctic Man. The sides dispute whether Bartlett was drunk, but he was arrested for disorderly conduct after exchanging words with two troopers investigating underage drinking. Bartlett declined to talk to one trooper, and later loudly told a second trooper to stop talking to a teenager. The charges against Bartlett were ultimately dismissed because of budgetary constraints, but Bartlett sued, claiming his arrest was retaliation for comments he made to the officers. A trial court dismissed Bartlett's lawsuit, saying he was barred from suing because officers had reasonable grounds to arrest him. An appeals court reversed the decision. A ruling for Bartlett would make it easier to bring such cases, and on Monday, several justices seemed interested in allowing at least some similar suits. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.